皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Lesson Season 2 Lesson 55 Vacation in the LibraryNaomi sensei, what are we talking about today?
今日は giving advice.
And a very soft way of recommending somebody to do something.
た方がいい。
Something, something you should.
旅行に行った方がいいですよ。
You should go on a trip. So we'll get into this more in the grammar section. Now, today's conversation takes place where?
学校だと思います。
At a school. And the conversation is between?
先生と生徒。
Student and a teacher, which means what kind of Japanese will we be listening to?
先生 is using casual Japanese, and 生徒 is using polite Japanese.
All right, with that background set, here we go.
毎日エネルギーが有り余っているんですが、どうしたらいいですか？
それなら、たくさん旅行に行った方がいいよ。
旅行か。でも授業があります。
ではたくさん恋愛をした方がいいよ。
恋愛か。ここ男子校ですよ。
じゃあたくさん本を読んだ方がいいよ。
本か。じゃあ早速夏休みに図書館の本を片っ端から読んでみます。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
毎日エネルギーが有り余っているんですが、どうしたらいいですか？
それなら、たくさん旅行に行った方がいいよ。
旅行か。でも、授業があります。
では、たくさん恋愛をした方がいいよ。
恋愛か。ここ男子校ですよ。
じゃあたくさん本を読んだ方がいいよ。
本か。じゃあ早速夏休みに図書館の本を片っ端から読んでみます。
次は英語が入ります。
毎日エネルギーが有り余っているんですが、どうしたらいいですか？
I have so much energy left over every day. What should I do?
それならたくさん旅行に行った方がいいよ。
Then you should take lots of trips.
旅行か。でも授業があります。
Trips, but I have class.
では、たくさん恋愛をした方がいいよ。
Then you should enjoy a lot of romantic relationships.
恋愛か。ここ男子校ですよ。
Relationships? But this is an all-boys school.
じゃあ、たくさん本を読んだ方がいいよ。
Then you should read a lot of books.
本か。じゃあ、早速、夏休みに図書館の本を片っ端から読んでみます。
Books? Okay. I'll start reading books left and right over summer break.
Naomi sensei, 今日の会話どう思いましたか?
It's so unusual for us to have this kind of dialogue, isn't it?
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. For Japanese part 101, yeah, it's very, very...
Okay. So, in today's dialogue, the student is asking the teacher to give some advice because...
エネルギーが有り余っています。He has too much energy.
That's the first time I heard this.有り余ってます。
まあ、そうですね。I've never heard someone is saying, 私はエネルギーが有り余ってます。But, 有り余っています is a good phrase to know.
Really good. The opposite would be 不足?
不足しています。
あ、不足。
うん。あの、
ah, I said 不足 usually because this is combined with something, so it changes.
例えば、水不足。In that case, 不足。But, something が不足しています。In that case, 不足。
ありがとうございます。Okay, let's take a look at some vocab.
恋愛。
Love, passion, emotion.
恋愛。
恋愛
Next
授業
Lesson Class
授業授業
Next
旅行
Travel Trip
旅行旅行
Next
有り余る
To be in excess
有り余る有り余る
Next
男子校
Boys School
男子校男子校
Next
図書館
Library
図書館図書館
Next
片っ端から
Absolutely every little bit Everything from A to Z
片っ端から片っ端から
I like this word. Let's take a closer look at this word. One more time. It's
片っ端から
片っ端から So start off low, go high, and stay high. 片っ端から いやー、難しいです。Where was this used in today's dialogue?
片っ端から読みます。
So I'm gonna read it from cover to cover.
端から端みたいな感じですね。
Ah, from one to the other. And it's used in front of a verb. Can we use it with a verb to eat? 食べる?
片っ端から食べよう。
Let's lick our plates clean.
そうですね。At a buffet, probably people say that, right?
So, I've never heard this word.
ちょっと、sounds a bit rough.
Like informal, casual, or not used that much?
Casual, I would say.
Casual. So, if you're at a business meeting, would you use this word?
I don't think so.
But if you're out with your friends, you can use it.
はい。
One more time.
片っ端から。
片っ端から。Oh, great word. 片っ端から食べよう。
そうそう。
So something for you to try when you're out with your Japanese friends.
そうですね。女の子を見ると片っ端から電話番号を聞く。
So when I look at a girl, I want to get her number from the first one to the last one. Sounds like someone who's not very good at this.
そうね。
Okay, next we have?
あり余る。
To be in excess. Now this is actually a compound word made up of two verbs. The first verb is?
ある
To exist
余る
To be in excess To exist in excess To have too much
お金があります is I've got some money お金があり余っています
I've got too much money
ピーターさんそうでしょ
全然そうではないですあり余りたいですね
そうですね多分ピーターさんはお金がありますでもお金はあり余っていませんね
I have money but I don't have a lot of moneyCan you say? Ah, 久しぶりですね。It's been a while. 肉が有り余ってますね。
You're telling someone is fat?
Yeah, they've gained a little weight. すじますね。Like, it could be understood or...
まあ、そうですね。In a grammar-wise, yeah. In a communication-wise.
So, but that's the whole thing. You can say it and let your friend try and fill it in. 久しぶり。Oh, 有り余ってますね。
何が?
お金ですね。Like, he has the new clothes.
ああ、お金が有り余ってますね。
Or, if he has a new car or something, let him. But he may be like, are you calling me fat? And that's just a self-complex.
まあ、どうでしょうか? If it doesn't work, leave us a post.
No, but it's all, again, these exercises, a lot of times, they're hopefully entertaining at the same time, reinforcing that 有り余ってます or 有り余る, which is just an incredible word.
If someone asks you, 時間がありますか? Ah, 有り余ってます。
I've got tons of time.
For you, っていう感じね。
Ah, I like that. And it kind of, you know, shows that you're really into what that person's talking about or what they're all about. 有り余ってます。
あとは、本当に、本当に暇という意味もなりますけど。
Help me. Okay, on to today's grammar point. Today we cover...
た方がいい。
Which is a Japanese expression used to make a suggestion, roughly equivalent to the English expression, you had better. In today's dialogue, we had three examples.
旅行に行った方がいい。
You should go on a trip.
恋愛をした方がいい。
You should be in love.
本を読んだ方がいい。
You should read books. Now, if you notice something about all of these, if you notice something about the structure, we have the plain past tense of a verb, followed by
方がいい。
This is often used to make a suggestion.Now, there are other ways. Something, something, べきだ。何々するべき。You should do this.
But it sounds very, very formal.
Yeah. You know, again, Japanese are not very direct. So this is, again, a very indirect way for recommending that someone should do it. Because literally it comes out to be, it's good if you go this way. Kind of nuance to it. It would be good if you did this rather than you should.
Beki desu sounds a bit too direct. So, hou ga ii desu is a bit soft. That would be nice. っていう感じのニュアンスがあります。
Yeah, I always think of, you know, a master manipulator who makes it, you know, makes the other person think that the idea came from them. Ah, 何々した方がいいですね。It would be good if you did this. Yeah, it would be good if I did that. And then the person decides themselves, rather than, you should do this. But again, more about this detailed write-up inside the PDF. In addition, there's the negative way, like recommending someone shouldn't do something, which we also cover inside the PDF.All right, so that is going to do it for today.
毎日エネルギーが有り余っているんですが、どうしたらいいですか？
それなら、たくさん旅行に行った方がいいよ。
旅行か。でも授業があります。
では、たくさん恋愛をした方がいいよ。
恋愛か。ここ男子校ですよ。
じゃあ、たくさん本を読んだ方がいいよ。
本か。じゃあ早速。夏休みに図書館の本を片っ端から読んでみます。